Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Ben TV. I want you to sign up to Red Ben Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single f***ing day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the uncensored match build-up show. Liverpool playing Leeds on Saturday night. Games coming thick and fast right now. I'm joined by Bloxham and by Camford. It's Pajak. We're here for the uncensored match build-up show. Blocko, are we loving it?
I'm loving it.
We're loving it, aren't we? Yeah. Liverpool won 3-0 last night against Ajax of Amsterdam. We slayed them in their own ground. It was absolutely brilliant. It was great to qualify for the last 16 or the last whatever it is in the Champions League proper. Can we take the momentum into this game, Chloe?
Genuinely, I can't predict anything Liverpool do these days. You know, you think you've got a lovely foundation, you've built it up, and then you go and lose to the bottom of the table. That's just what we've been like this season. That sums us up. I'm hoping so. It's at home, so I'm always going to back us anyway. And I'm hoping that, you know, we didn't play well in that first half, but we were very clinical, and we've got the job done, and there was some individual really good performances as well. So I'm excited for it. That's the only way I can put it.
I think Saturday night, I don't know about Saturday, the night games at Anfield, it always feels a little bit strange to me, generally because I'm working and not having a beer, so I think, but I imagine I was talking to Si. Oh, shout out to Si, by the way. It's his last ever build-up show on the 1s, 2s and 3s in the Editing Suite over there. He's coming in now to say hello to everyone. Come say goodbye to everybody, mate. Come on, don't sort the focus out. He's sorting the focus out. Honestly, his standards to the last have been incredible.
Professionalism.
Like, professional Si. Here he is.
There he
last
is.
Ever build-up show. He's been absolutely incredible for us. We literally wouldn't be where we are today without him. He's been a massive, massive part of Red Men TV for years. So if you could wish Simon a big thank you and stuff in the comments section, that would be wicked. He's going on to Pastors and You. I'm sure he's going to absolutely smash it. And I'm sure he's going to love Liverpool even more for not having to work at the games. but no, seriously, Si, thanks very much, mate. It's massively appreciated, man. We were talking
quite
about
touched by that.
I hope Si is.
Let's see.
I hope Si is. He's probably just crying in the editing suite.
It's Si that told me to get in touch with you guys. So if you don't like any of my content, it's definitely Si's fault.
Okay, sounds. So,
there you go. Just get that out there.
Well, there's all the thank yous just gone for Si in the comments to be replaced by damn that.
Sorry.
Listen, I know we're all on a little bit of a high after winning in Amsterdam last night and stuff. But
is that a pun?
Wasn't, but sorry. It was a brilliant one.
Yeah.
We'd be definitely, I wouldn't be anyway. we can't afford to slip up this weekend, mate. We just cannot afford to slip up at any point between now and the World Cup in Premier League games.
Yeah, absolutely not. Nice to get back to winning ways. Feels like the World Cup is one of those things like, you know, if you're it's one of my analogies coming up now. Okay, if you're on a game,
brace
you're,
yourselves. Like, you're, this could be a while and
go around the houses. Yeah, if you're on a game and you're just like, I'm just going to get to the end of this level. I'm not going to collect all the little bonus coins and all the secrets. Like the World Cups, we've just got to get to there as many points as possible. Take stock. Salah and Diaz not going. You know, try and then go again once the World Cup's finished. But yeah, good to get back to winning ways and hopefully carry on against Leeds on Saturday night.
That's the thing, isn't it? And I come back to you on this, Jamie, is like a lot of people are talking like Liverpool are out of the top four race. We're not out of the top four race. We just can't afford to mess up anymore.
No, I wouldn't say we were. I'd like to, I know we're going to come on to talk about the team, but I don't want to see five changes like there were against Forest. I feel like once you're making, I know some of them may be medically informed and some of them aren't, but once you're making over, you know, you're making four or five changes, I think it starts having a bit of like a sort of League Cup feel about it, where even if you've got your best players on the pitch, you lose a bit of momentum. So I want us to see make a couple of changes and put Leeds to the sword certainly on Saturday night.
And the atmosphere, it needs to be good, doesn't it? And it will be Saturday night. Everyone's had a few beers during the course of the day and stuff like that. You know it's going to be loud, but Anfield needs to be at its best for this one because I hate to tell you, Chloe, they're joint bottom of the table.
Yeah, they are, and Liverpool love giving out free wins here and there to those in need. And you know, I'm all
time of the year.
Yeah, it is, and I'm all for a bit of charity, just not when it comes to Liverpool Football Club and losing games of football. And I think you know that it's a proper mad season so far. And the only thing we can do as Liverpool fans is get behind them and hope that we can influence the game as much as we can. We need to create Anfield to be a fortress again, and we need to make people and teams hate coming to play us, not just because you know we're an absolutely boss team, but also because you know it's a daunting task. It's going to be a cacophony in our ears. I want that back. And I've got to say, you know, Man City was probably the best it's been in a long, long while. This is just as important as that game, so we need the same level of atmosphere.
Absolutely. So I've got the on my screen in front of me. Actually, I've got Leeds' last few fixtures and stuff, and they're winless in eight. They were beaten last time out by Fulham, beaten by Leicester, beaten by Arsenal, beaten by Palace, drew with Aston Villa, beaten 5-2 by Brentford, and before that, going back to their last win, they were drew with Everton, beaten by Brighton, and then they won against Barnsley in the League Cup. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible run of games for Leeds,
yeah.
And yet this makes me feel worse than if they'd have just got a couple of results in there, because it just almost feels like we've got these 3 points and yet the game's still got to be played.
Yeah, you worry that, you know, is a performance around the corner for them. I mean, I had them going down, I think, at the start of the season, and they started quite brightly, and I thought, oh, let you know, there's my prediction out the window, but they have slumped. They've lost a few key players over the summer. They've got that, they've probably still got the remnants of that sort of BL's work ethic and getting the most out of players who weren't household names when they came into the Premier League. But Jesse Marsh, I remember him doing a bit of a Mourinho touchline thing for Salzburg. Was that at Anfield or was that in Salzburg? But I was going to say I'd like to see that again because he ended up with egg on his face because we ended up beating him. But I don't want to see any Jesse Marsh anything really on Saturday. I just want to see. I'll put it on the table now. I'll take a 1-0 boring win. But team in the bottom three, we want to be looking to control the game and put a couple past them.
Absolutely, and they're there for the taking. I say we need a big performance. Is there anything from that Champions League game, Chloe, that worries you? For example, the first 40 minutes.
Yeah, especially the first five. You could have, you know, at least been one or two goals down within the first 10, 15 minutes of that game. We can't start that slow. We keep doing it. We've done it far too many times this season. And for some reason, it is still like they need something mad to happen for us to wake up. They didn't wake up when they hit the post. I think they had another good couple of chances. Tadic, where Arnold blocks it. He knows nothing about it, but he's got himself in the way. We could have been 2-0 down within the first 15 minutes, and you know, you've got a mountain to climb. You can't do that against Leeds because they're going to fight for absolutely everything. They're going to make things ugly. And you can't give teams like that free chances. And they've got Bamford back as well, who, even though people might think he's not unbelievable, he puts a ball in the back of the net, aside from when he misses penalties. But yeah, it's not going to be an easy game. It's not going to be a nice game to watch, but hopefully we've got enough quality players on the pitch who show up.
Absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about like what we do in terms of from this game, because I think obviously you go away from home and you put on a performance and you get the win against Ajax. Now, and I know it's really early and I know it's the Leeds build-up show, but like I can't help this thought process and I need to talk it out with people. So this is for me, not for yous, apologies. Liverpool have got Leeds and then they've got Napoli midweek and then they've got Tottenham Hotspur. Now, the Leeds team might inform the Napoli team, the Napoli might inform the Tottenham team. Liverpool can win and top the group in the Champions League by winning 3-0 against Napoli at home. Right. Have you seen the teams that are in second place in the Champions League groups?
It's like PSG, Madrid, it's bigger.
So getting top of the table might be advantageous, but you've got to stay in the Premier League race. But then equally you've got Tottenham the weekend following.
Yeah.
What are you doing if you're Jurgen Klopp? Are you putting a team out that can try and win against Napoli 3-0 or Chloe's face just like not a chance? Not for me.
I love being second at home, which is the advantage you get if you top the group. But genuinely, we need everyone fit and healthy. And guess what? We were without Darwin Nunes and Thiago against Nottingham Forest. And you could tell when we needed to just stick a ball in and let a lad win a header like Darwin Nunes can. And we needed that, you know, a different kind of challenge that we could pose to that team. We didn't have it in us and therefore we offered very, very little. You secure, you're into the next round. Give people who need minutes. If you can't give Naby Keita and Oxlade, they're not in the squad, so you can't do a load of rotation. But
so then you just go for the win.
Yeah, of course you always go for the win. You're at home. You want to win every game of football. But I wouldn't be risking anyone. If Darwin Nunes needs a rest, you give him a rest. I don't care who it is. And maybe I'm looking at it negatively, but it's a case of, I back this Liverpool side in two legs under Jurgen Klopp against any team in the world.
And hopefully it's not this Liverpool side as well by the time the games roll around. Exactly. That's what we're really hoping for here. Like, I mean, Jamie, where do you sit on this?
I think if it were me, knowing we only needed a draw against Ajax, I'd have gone stronger against Forest. And that sounds benefit of hindsight, but I wanted us to keep touch in the league. And just previous seasons, we've gone into it and we've just gone, we'll just smash everyone, and we have. But I feel like with the injuries and the lack of form, we've got to sort of pick and choose our moments. But he hasn't done it like that. He's gone stronger in this Champions League game. Now, we've won the game, and he could make 11 changes against Napoli next week, which I don't think he will. I've got a suspicion he will go quite strong against Napoli, even though I would be inclined to rest quite a lot of people. I think, as the City game has showed, even though we've been off form, we've still got, when a big game comes around, we can perform at an elite level. So I wouldn't want Real Madrid after the last couple of times, but I'd fancy us against a bigger side. I know it's easier getting, you kind of know it's going to be one of about three, isn't it? Because Chelsea and City are going to be top of the group. I have a suspicion he might go quite strong. I mean, Napoli are probably on form, the best team in Europe at the moment. So
certainly in our group. Yeah. I'll give them that. I'm not willing to say in Europe because City are still there. But.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So, and it's not a must get. You don't have to win 3-0.
Here's the thing, right? The Tottenham game comes into it for me. I think the Premier League, you know, we can't lose anymore. I started that, you know, at the top of this sort of thing, saying like we just can't lose any more ground in the Premier League. But when I'm thinking about this Napoli one, I'm thinking to myself, they're through. They probably think they're top the group. They want to win their league. Do they rest players?
Yeah,
and
they
can
might,
you
yeah.
take fucking advantage of that?
Do you think
well? Like, I'm not,
three goals down?
Not the Napoli that I've seen
Without
so far
scoring,
this season.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
But I didn't
end,
think
you know,
this Liverpool side would beat City this season. Like, that's football for you, isn't it? I suppose the romantic in me, the football romantic in me, just won't give up on first place yet. And I can't help but feel like Jurgen won't give up on first place either in this group. And it might not be 100% the best side that he can put out. But I agree with you. I think he's going strong. And that means maybe a couple of changes for this one. And then a couple of changes rather than full strength for this one and four changes for the Napoli game. Two here, two there type of thinking, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I can get... See, when you talk about changes, what changes are there? Are we bringing Curtis Jones in at left wing? Who are we dropping? These are the things that like, I'd be inclined to know. I just think you don't risk anyone who's borderline going to get injured or need to rest.
I think you're right.
That's obvious. But it's also a case of, like, what you do with Robertson and Kostas. I wouldn't... If that's a change that happens, that's a positive change to me. I love both of them. And both of them can play footy. Both of them's got technically brilliant left foot. That sounds... I don't mind that. It'd be knowing that you're without Naby and Ox and, like, who are you bringing
but
into
Naby
the
But Naby and
midfield?
Ox can't start this weekend.
No, exactly.
Pretty much. They've not played any minutes, so they're not starting this weekend, so they're not starting midweek. So they're not starting Tottenham
but
without
who,
minutes.
Like, who can you drop in that midfield then for the Champions League? Who are you
well,
resting?
Well, depends on Jordan Henderson's knee, doesn't it? So you've got Jordan Henderson, you've got Fabinho, you've got Milner, you've probably got Thiago back for the Champions League game, and you've probably got all them four available to you this time around.
He said Henderson was probably okay. Described it as bone on bone.
Nice.
Just leave that there. In Amsterdam, so do you reckon Ox definitely doesn't start against Lee?
I just don't see that he might. I think you might look at a half or 30 minutes again for him, and I think you know again you might see Naby from the bench, but I don't think he's going to start. He obviously can't start against Napoli, which means he's not going to start against Tottenham after 30 minutes a week prior.
No.
So there's that. Then you're up to Derby before he gets his first start for you. Probably the same for Ox for me. Probably.
What centre-halves have we got available? Is Matip anywhere near?
Canate was on the bench, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So we've got Canate, we've got Gomez, and we've got Virgil van Dijk.
Does Van Dijk need another rest? He usually rests Van Dijk wherever he can. He usually does. When was the last time Van Dijk didn't start a game of football?
Yeah.
I still think he'll play in both, Van Dijk. I think he'll probably swap the other. Gomez in for one and Canate in for one.
He hasn't got, I suppose the point is, he hasn't really got that many options for the changes against Napoli anyway that people think he's going to ring. Anyway, that was a nice little sidetrack there. So thank you for playing and helping me decipher. I still don't know what he's going to do. It is what it is. We're joined today by Betmate. If you've not played along with us yet, you need to. It's like Fantasy Footy, but it's just with Liverpool and Leeds players this week on the Betmate app. If you download the code and download it and use the code REDMEN5, you get a £5 free bet to be able to play in this game with us. You have 7 players on the pitch and 4 subs. 6 people from each team is a maximum. So if you've got 6 Liverpool players, you need 5 Leeds players. We're going to do it a little bit later on, but before we do that, let's see how we got on last week. And as you can see, Paul topped the table. He won £32.50. He had a belter week there. He came 6th with 45 points. The guest had 30 points. I had 29.5. And Stee, unfortunately, just the 27, who has been absolutely
he's terrible at this, isn't he?
Terrible at both. Yeah. Terrible at everything. That's just Stee for you. So there we go. Let's see the overall table. Where we are right now, Paul's streaking into the lead there, 39.85. The terrible Stee is beating me by 0.5 of a point, but I've won the most. Oh, yeah, just about won the most money, 50 pence more than Mr. Machin. Redmen guests, only 15 quid. So you got a lot to live up to.
Last time I was
here,
guests definitely weren't last. So, you know,
we've all got good. We're doing it every week, we're getting better. All the time. So we've got a trivia question for you, and I want you to answer this, and I've left it off your agenda.
I was going to say, it's
not. No, do you know what he has done? He's just thought he was proper clever and put it white.
Go ahead, check.
I can't. It's not white.
White
I've done that before, but it's not today.
Okay.
So I need you to name the 2 goalkeepers who've played for both Leeds and Liverpool in the Premier League era. And we'll get your answers in the comments section, of course. And we'll come back to that after a very, very short break to tell you a little bit about our Christmas jumpers.
Hello to all you wonderful podcast listeners. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is an absolutely spellbinding show. We would strongly appreciate it if you guys guys would consider joining us on RevMen Plus. If you like the podcast that you get for free in your podcasting app, then you can get more on RevMen Plus. Podcasts, interviews, documentaries, and a whole host more as well. And if you're on Spotify, you can also subscribe straight in the Spotify app for RevMen Plus podcasts. But if you want the full hit, head over to revmenplus.com and join us on another magical season.
Okay, there you go. You had a few seconds to learn about our Christmas jumpers. They're absolutely incredible. Get your pre-orders in now at redmenmerch.com. You've had a few seconds to think about the two goalkeepers that have played for Liverpool and Leeds in the Premier League era. Chloe was asking during the break, was I alive? Well, when they were in the league, one of them, and no one's put any answers in yet, which struggling, is very unusual.
Struggling here.
Everyone's yeah. struggling. One of these is still in the Premier League now. And one of these last played for Leeds when you were, he last played for Leeds in around about, I think, 2010-ish, something like that. He was a bit of a journeyman. I'm not even sure he ever actually got a game for us. He backed up David James.
Tony Warner.
Woo! Wow.
I'm not going to lie, I've never heard that person.
Tony Warner.
Like. You have not heard of Tony Warner.
Oh.
And the last answer is...
Jorgen Nielsen.
No. ...has just been got by Easy Ollie.
Give us a,
in
give
the
us
chat.
A hint.
Plays for Manchester City.
Oh, yes, Scott Carson.
Started his career way back
wow.
in Leeds.
Is he still
years.
Playing for City?
Yeah, yeah, they use him for the European places, don't they?
See him on
English
the
man, so he can get extra people in the squad. That's literally all they use him for. Sorry, Scott, if you're watching.
I was going to say he looks about 45. Sorry again, Scott. You've won a game at Anfield against Juventus in the Champions League. That's more than I'll ever do with my life. But you know,
yeah.
Time's not being so kind. Sorry, Scott. Sorry. Carry on.
Shout out to AJ.
I can't talk.
Shout out to AJ, who also said Carson and Edward Smith. Don't you think I didn't see you retract your Brad Friedel answer? Oh yeah, caught you there, didn't
I? I was thinking
right?
along those kind of lines,
yeah. So there you go. It was a good little question that there, wasn't it? But you wish I had typed it in, right? injury updates, then we need to go through a few of them, a little bit of housekeeping and stuff. Obviously, Diaz, Matip, Arthur, Jota are out. Naby and Ox should be available. Hendo, obviously getting looked at for this bone on bone injury.
Yeah.
Bone on bone. Thiago should, we think, can be available at this point, although all accounts it was a pretty bad ear infection.
Evidently. He said in his press conference before, obviously, Ajax, he said he's hopeful, but he can't be sure that he'll be back, basically.
That's probably might make the bench, but won't make the first team talk,
yeah,
isn't it, from Jürgen?
Yeah.
I put a frustrated, how does an ear infection keep you out for this long? And...
It's a balance, doesn't it?
Yes.
Equilibrium.
Labyrinthitis, which means you get a David Bowie turns up and you... Nah, you've got a little thing called the labyrinth inside, a bit of GCSE biology for you here. And it's got liquid inside and it tells you what
it's like
you
a spirit level.
Are. It's like a spirit level, yeah.
For
like
your head.
Spirit. So I'm wondering if something's going on with that and he can't... He needs his balance to ping those passes, doesn't he? And,
yeah, definitely.
Do his little drag back.
I think
back.
A lot of footballers probably need balance.
Yeah.
He wouldn't make it at Sunday League football.
No, you don't need balance
at
Sunday League football.
If you rocked up and was like, yeah, he's not game, he's got an ear infection, you'd be absolutely bullied.
So we've got a few decisions to make. If you can, and are you getting minutes for someone like Calvin Ramsey? If you can, if you're in a good position, because we want to see him, don't we?
I'll let you go first. I don't know what Jürgen's going to do.
3-0 up on six, or maybe I'd just give him like 25 or something. With 3-0 up or something, yeah. But I just can't see us being 3-0 up on 60.
Right.
I don't know.
So I've asked you the easy question first. Here comes the hard question. Jamie, you answered the easy question first. Chloe, now you have to answer the hard question first because you passed it off. What formation are Liverpool going to play?
Jesus
oh, my
Christ.
God. Like, we took it for granted for so long that it was just going to be 4-3-3.
This 4-4-2, I guess. I don't know.
Did we play last night, do you think?
But I didn't have a winger on my left side. I don't know that much. It was like a very narrow... I don't even know. It was like a... I think you mentioned earlier, it was like a 4-2...
4-3-1-2.
But I'm not going to lie to you, Darwin Núñez did not stick to one side. He was absolutely, that one moment he was playing right wing, and I was like, where is this man supposed to be? I reckon he goes back to the 4-4-2, just because it'd be the easiest for me to say, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I like that. So it was a bit, sorry, Jamie, it was a bit of a, if you're old school footy manager, championship manager, it was a 4-1-2-1-2. Yeah. Probably last
Narrow
night.
As well. Narrow,
yeah. Darren Fletcher on BT Sport read out a formation which I swear only had 9 players in, so it's confusing everybody.
Great.
I think Klopp described it as a diamond in his press conference, so I think he sees it as
Bobby behind
the front two, and then I guess Henderson nominally on the left. I mean, I suppose he cropped up the little outside of the box.
That was left wing,
but other than that, we've had our width provided by the fullbacks for years, so we could play that. I've got no idea what we're going to play. We could. The only thing I was saying about Oxlade is if we did like two in the middle and then the wide attacking left, wide attacking right, I could see him on that wide attacking right. But then who would we play on the left? Jones, or, and then it's like, do you want to be bringing
Jones, Núñez potentially?
Yeah. I don't know what formation we're going to play who's going to play.
I'm with Chloe. I think we're going to the 4-2-4/4-4-2 formation again. And the reason I think we're going to do that is I think there was something whereby on the 4-3-1-2 formation or whatever it was we played last night, it felt like we did that because we just knew we had to get a draw only, bare minimum. And I think we might have just played within ourselves a little bit because of the injuries and all that type of stuff. Whereas I feel like Anfield Saturday night, four strikers is about where I want to see Liverpool going against equal bottom, third from bottom in the table, Leeds, and just try and put them to the sword, Chloe.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned the four strikers. I really enjoyed a lot of the performances from a couple of them, to be fair. You can't not talk about Núñez. He's probably the maddest footballer I've ever seen, and I absolutely love it. You know, misses a sitter and then goes and scores a beautiful header. I like attacking. I really like that. And also we're already struggling at the back. We've tried the 4-3-3, which is supposed to help us even more. Didn't play that any well. So I reckon a lot of the times you're going to have to outscore an opponent with Liverpool at this moment in time. And Leeds, I don't want to jinx it, but Leeds haven't been free-flowing all the time. And I'm hoping that, you know, whoever's at the back, Virgil, whatever, they actually step up to the mark. And like they did against Manchester City, just never give that player a yard. Always be on it instantly, which we've been a bit lackadaisy when doing that. We're not getting out to the players enough. I'm not too sure the formation last night worked. I just think we were a little bit clinical.
It looked like we didn't know what we were doing for 40 minutes. Worked everything out for 20 and then just sat off.
Yeah, if I were Leeds, I don't know if there's anything that's a free hit, but they probably wouldn't be expecting to come to Anfield and win. If I were Marsh, I'd just say, just go at them, run at them, straight out the blocks. We could have been 1-0 down after a minute last night, and then same as what happens against Arsenal, and then we lose the game to Arsenal. Fella hits the post last night, we end up winning the game 3-0. Just never know what happens. They come flying out the blocks, but then they've been on such a bad run, it's got to be hard to sort of free yourself from that mindset of we're not playing very well. So I don't know how they're going to play it, if they're going to try and get tight. I mean, the last two seasons, they're not really one of those sides like a Burnley sort of side where it's like, oh, they're going to be really tight. They, you know, no. Was it 4-3 the first game?
Yeah,
their first game back. Yeah. Like, I'd expect those kind of games more than like a really tight, horrible, dogged battle. But I just don't know what to expect from them.
Right. Okay. I'm going to ask you. I've never really asked this question before. Doing this 12 years, but I think I'm going to like it. One player from each level, defence, midfield, attack, that has to start for you.
Jesus Christ. Robertson.
Yes, I like that show.
Midfield, if available, Thiago. And attack, Núñez. I've put Núñez before Salah.
Okay.
At this moment.
I'm just
so excited.
I know, he makes you weak at the knees, doesn't he? It's like you watch him and you're like, oh my God, I'm in love. It's fantastic.
Is that what it's about, really?
Yeah. Just the madness of him. Like, I'm fuming with him 1 minute.
The and Latin like, passion.
I had to physically laugh it off when he missed that sitter the other day.
Yeah.
And then he goes and scores a banging headache. And I was like, yeah, he's a bit of me. I hated the dive as well, but I forgave him after he scored.
I like that.
It was quite bad, that, wasn't
it? It was a bad start.
Yeah.
It was good, like.
One player, so I'm going to go the other way around. I think Mo.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. Midfield. I mean, I want to see Elliot, but yeah. Will he, after that goal, will he start him? I'm the boss. We're going Elliot. And in defence, don't really want to see Milner back in there as much as he was a hero against Man City.
Are you playing a blocking right back? Trent has to be in there just so Milner doesn't play. Wow.
Yeah, we're going Trent.
Tactics
we're
going, on we're pick going, one lad to start well, from
I'm sure.
Level.
I'm sure Van Dijk will start, but like...
We're just out here playing chess and you're playing fucking 4D chess against us.
I was just enjoying myself.
Yeah, well, I'll go Trent. Yeah, let's have a nice... deep whipped cross onto Nunez's head, like a 30. Do you remember that
you
goal?
You said
Salah's going to
be selling him.
All right. Well, a whipped cross and a first time volley for Salah.
Even better.
Like that one against Stoke when we had the orange kit on, one of them. That's what's going to happen.
I love that.
Lump it on.
I like that.
Do bet responsibly.
My three players would be Nunez. Because I just want to see more madness. And I want to see the fume around him. Non-Liverpool fans seem to be going absolutely mental about how much of a flop he is. I looked at the stats before. He's got 6 goals, 1 assist in 636 minutes. And so I did a little bit of a rant about fucking Gabriel Jesus being basically the best player they've ever signed in this flop, on the starting 11. But it's just boss.
The comments after we beat City were all fuming about Nunez. And I was like... Did you not see what, we could have killed the game off. If it was a draw, I'd be absolutely fuming. But the amount of chaos he caused in that game when he came on, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and I would like to see him off that left-hand side. You can see my starting 11 prediction there. Mm-hmm. I'd have him off left-hand side just doing absolute madness over there. In the middle of the park, I think it is important that Jordan Henderson's fit. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick him, and I'm hoping that he is fit. I'd actually probably go Thiago if they were all fit, but I think Thiago might be just too far away for me to put him into my top three. Actually, Robbo again. I loved his performance last night. I thought he was really, really good, and I want to see more of that. Andy Robertson, the one that's free to be able to get further up the field and stuff. I think it's massively important that he's there.
I wouldn't put Fabinho anywhere near me starting 11 like you have, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's a prediction.
Yeah.
It's a prediction.
I'd absolutely bang him out of the
shot. That feels about right to me. Nunez as well, I think, is not maybe, be, wouldn't say he's a wide left, but he's played, I think, left of a three for Uruguay. And he CONMEBOL qualifying heads out there. I haven't stayed up and watched it, but I believe he has come in from the left for Uruguay. So it's not something that's totally alien to him.
Would you start, if it was up to you, would you start Fabinho? I love Fabinho but I just think sometimes...
I'd have Henderson, Thiago.
Yeah, I think sometimes you need to take him out the limelight and let him try and get whatever it is sorted.
Sleep. It's the best medicine,
Chloe. He's not going to get any of that.
It's the best medicine. It's the only medicine. He's got to just sleep more.
More like a cryogenic chamber at the moment, isn't he? Like Austin Powers.
Come back, deep sleep.
Yeah.
come back
in 30 years. Yeah.
And see, oh, look, there's fucking Pep Guardiola with City and Haaland still banging them in for fun. Yippee, fucking Kaye. Oh, look, City, you've got all the money in the world and there's no one else in the league
anymore. Newcastle have won the Champions League five years in a row. Yeah.
Don't do it. And there's plucky old Liverpool with their 25 European Cups. Get in the Reds. Still, Manchester City, still no European Cups. Still not a big side, you knobheads. Naby and Ox, we've not really spoken too much about them, Jamie. It's important that we get these back in and up and running. We obviously talked a little bit earlier about how, like, where are the games actually coming from over the next weeks or so. Yeah. But if we can get minutes for them, if they're available, we absolutely need to.
Yeah, I'd definitely get them in. I think whereas the Ramsey situation, it'd be more if we were comfortable. And I don't want this to happen, but if it's 0-0, Naby could come on and inject a bit of something. Ox as well, bit of direct running. supporting the attack. So I'd like to see both of them with the five subs. They need to get minutes in the legs. So I'd ideally like to see both of them. I think he probably will, because he's been quite... He's always going on about the medical team, isn't he? It's like there's someone in the medical team who's got a stopwatch and it's got like a big like shepherd's crook or whatever. If you go over 62, we're going to yank Nunes off. Yank Nunes off. Dearie me.
One for your
private time. I think we may well see both of them off the bench second half.
And what, yank him off with his big stick?
If that's what the medical team ask for, that's what we get.
What about Elliot, Carvalho and Jones, Clow?
I was really impressed with Harvey Elliott, and I have been all season, really, to be honest. I think his link up with Salah is starting to get a bit more familiar, and I'm really enjoying that link up. And I keep saying this, I would not be opposed to putting Elliott on the left wing, and if we needed to bring Ox in, put Ox on the right.
Yeah.
I want to see a natural left footer on the left wing, because I just, although he probably can't cut in and use his right as often, if you've got Darwin Nunes in the box, put a ball up to him, just do that.
Some of those, like the Simicast cross against West Ham, yeah. I could see Harvey whipping a couple of them in. He's not really played much on the left, has he? But
no.
I think that could be something that we look at.
As for Carvalho, I'd rather him as a Firmino kind of 10. I just don't think he's got... I don't think him or Elliot really have the pace of a Jurgen Klopp winger. That's why I'd like to see them in different positions. But I think Harvey Elliott's really, really technical and whips balls in for fun. If we can get him where he doesn't have to cut back to whip it in and can just naturally whip it in. And Carvalho, I like him in tight areas. I like him more in the attacking midfielder role. And when he played against Nottingham Forest, he offered absolutely no width to us. So put him where he likes to play in that 10 if we need to take Firmino off. As for Curtis Jones, I wouldn't really mind seeing him, you know, seeing what he's like in the midfield.
Would you throw him back in the middle of the park? I was going to ask that.
Yeah, I don't like it. I know he's naturally a left winger, but once again, I just don't think he's got the pace to do
that. Not in a two. I had alarm bells when I saw... I think it was a late change, wasn't it, for
Thiago.
Thiago, yeah. But... Yeah, and that's not that. I've seen I'm going to stick up for Jones here, actually, because I've seen a lot of stuff like, bomb him out. If he's not good enough now, he's never going to be. I had a look at like the likes of like Zidane and Modric was playing in Zagreb when he was Jones, is it? Like, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as those players, but you don't have to be one of the best in the world when you're 21. Maybe he's never going to be the best in the world, but... Lay off
he's
Jones.
He's 21 years old and he's played in three positions at Liverpool Football Club and he's got into the squad for the last 4 years and there's clearly something there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't supposed to be playing as part of a midfield too, but he did. He stepped up and he didn't have a bad game per se. He just wasn't excellent.
If anyone was in that away end at Nottingham Forest, Jones was the one who was getting all the praise from our end because...
Kept the ball.
Yeah, he kept the ball and he showed some fight. He looked like he'd been in the gym, put some weight on and he could actually... He wasn't getting bullied all over the park. He was holding people off. When he went to left wing, he was probably better, but he was next to a Fabinho who was running in treacle. I mean, what if he had Henderson or someone directing him next to him and he was maybe a bit more intense, a bit more on it, Thiago, then maybe he can help him through the game. But when the next guy is who's next to you is literally nowhere to be seen all over the pitch and is probably the worst player on the pitch for that 90 minutes, well, he gets taken off, doesn't he? And that goes to show you, Curtis Jones wasn't the guy who got took off. It was Firmino.
More experienced, exactly. Fella who knows the role better than anybody.
I don't think we should pick out 90 minutes of a football game, and he was only just returning. But yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing Curtis either.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials?
Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sound with that. Okay, then we're gonna pick your betmate team now for this one. So we've been through it before. You know how to do it now. Obviously, we can look at that on your screen now, and I want you to just quickly pick out your first team players for me. Who have you decided?
We have already spoke about this.
Okay,
Alisson in goal. Yeah, we were quick on it. There we go.
Okay, talk me through it. You got Trent Alexander-Arnold. Why do you think Trent Alexander-Arnold?
This is all you, this.
Because he's going to whip in a ball from 35 yards and Salah's going to volley one in.
Have you got Salah up top then?
Yeah, of course we do. We've gone with Harvey Elliott because we just really loved Harvey Elliott from midweek. And we've got Salah and we've obviously got Nunes. We've got Rodrigo because I think he's a spark for...
So just read me your team before you do your subs for us, mate.
Let me add a sub first. We've got Ali in goal, Trent and Robertson as the fullbacks. Hopefully we get some goals and they're on the assists. Mm-hmm. Rodrigo and Harvey Elliott in midfield with Salah and Nunes up top.
That's tasty. One thing I will say is Paul last week, he won 30 quid on this game. And what he did was he went for the opposition goalkeeper, thinking that you'd get loads and loads of saves, but he got a clean sheet and loads and loads of saves, and randomly enough, he captained them, right? I know, against Forest, can you believe what? That? Yeah, he captained them. So the fella in goal, Nottingham Forest keeper, got 23 points for him. He only got about 40 and he won 30 quid, so it's a bit random, that, like, wasn't it?
He's got the... Sports almanac from Back to the Future there, hasn't he? Captain in Forest Scully.
I know.
What would have happened if we'd have won 5-0?
Minus points. You've got to be in it to win it.
Can I ask a question now? Did Sinisterra get a red card in like the last game, or is that just me like thinking?
It's a great question. No, if only we had something called the internet that could help us with the answer.
Yeah, we're done. We're done. We'll save it.
Was it against... They had a 0-0 draw and they picked up a red card a few games ago. I've actually got this on my screen here somewhere, you know.
I feel like he did get a red card, but it was two yellows.
There's been more consultation than me and John Machen last time. He was like, yeah, that'll do, mate. That'll probably do.
Did you get your subs, yeah?
Yeah.
You're all sorted. Click that save button for me this time as well, please. Thank you very much. So you've got to be in it to win it. If you want to be in it, then download the BetMape app from App Store or the iTunes Store or whatever it's called nowadays.
Crap.
I know his captain's going to be.
Liverpool versus Leeds is a £1,000 pot. If you can't find the pot, it's pretty easy to find the pot. It's FF-Live-LEE.
I'm sorry, but I really
I knew he was going to be captain. I'm not going to argue with you.
Who have you got?
Obviously Nunes.
Okay. Who's your vice? Trent.
Yeah. Robbo. Or Mo. Or
it's up to you. I've captained Nunes, so you get to pick the vice captain.
That's going Mo.
Go Mo. Okay. There you go. If you sign up and you use the code REDMEN5, you'll get a £5 bet to enter. Click the link in the description or download the BetMate app from the app. So do exactly as I've outlined, and you can get involved and win a share of £1,000. Obviously, you've got to gamble responsibly. You've got to be 18 plus, and you've got to be in the UK to get involved in all of this. We are now going to talk about our starting 11.
I was going to say we're not seeing your team, Chris.
Oh yeah, my team. Keep missing
inferior
it.
Inferior team.
I could hear it coming.
Let's go. See my team then. Thanks, I went Alisson, Trent, Van Dijk, Thiago. It was a hopeful Thiago. Rodrigo, Mo, Nunes, captained Darwin Nunes, and vice captain Mo Salah.
Seems familiar.
It's pretty mad. Considering I did it like 3 days ago.
No, it's not exactly this. I thought it was exactly the same.
And also, I did it 3 days ago, not just now.
Yeah.
Let's see Paul's team. Who's he gone with? He's done it again. He's an absolute absolute. Hang on. Liverpool lose this game, what? Right? It's down to him not having any faith in us.
How smug he looks on that pitch.
Why is
well?
He? Why is he fucking captain in the opposition goalkeeper? He's the reason that we lost against Nottingham Forest.
But why is he got three Leeds players in?
Pathetic. He's supposed to. He's supposed to support us.
Who's this midfielder?
Rocker. I mean, it's pathetic. That is ridiculous. I hope you don't win any money, Paul, you fool. Right,
it's
let's see Steve's
Cooper
team.
Centre half as well.
Good lad, Steve. Gone for just the Rodrigo. There's a lad who doesn't know the opposition.
Oh my God.
There's
like,
a lad who supports
no.
Liverpool.
He's won up.
He's got
no,
Bobby.
He's never.
Bobby.
He's not even got Nunes, isn't he? Oh.
Has he not? Oh, no. Come on, Steve.
Yeah, so there you go. I think a lot of love needs to be given to the guests, to Steve and to me, and a lot of angst needs to be directed at Mr. Machin. If you go over and tweet him and go, show some respect when you're doing your BetMate team, please, Paul. Love you. Love Chris. Now, tweet him with something similar to that. Maybe something that makes sense. We'll work it out. Use work it out, but mention BetMate. I mention the fact that he's got no confidence in us. I mention the fact that I love him. Please. So we are on to our starting 11s then. Is that allowed now?
Yeah.
Starting 11s, are you going for?
Oh, Christ, have mercy.
Just call me Chris.
Funny you. Ali in goal, Robbo Trent as the full-backs. Virgil, Kanate didn't get on the pitch, so I'm still going to go with Gomez, I think. Midfield two of Henderson and Thiago, if he's fit. Nunes left, Elliot right, Salah and Firmino up
nice,
top.
Nice, like it.
Pretty similar. I think Kanate is going to start. It's pretty similar to yours, actually, Chris. I didn't realise that was your prediction.
You going with Fabinho?
Yeah, I think I just have a... Thiago... It's always just one more game where you're like, oh, he's missing for it. There's always some little thing, isn't there? So I can see Thiago not playing. Elliot's got to start after that goal, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Bobby Salah. The only thing I'm wondering maybe he would not play Bobby and then put Jones/Carvalho in on the left.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think before this season started, we didn't think Bobby was going to start so many games as he has done.
I've done something wrong here. I've predicted what I actually want more than what Jürgen's going to do.
Okay.
Yous are probably going with what Jürgen's going to do. I'm going with what I'd do if I was.
It's fine.
It sounds.
You'd start Gomez over Kanate?
Yeah, at this moment. Because I know, can Kanate play 90 minutes? I've not seen him in a little bit. And he came back for one game and then got out injured again. I'm not too sure of Biscuit.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I'd bring him on now.
But you are starting Thiago.
Yeah.
You are risking him.
It's a feckin' ear infection, not a pulled muscle. Come off it, please.
If he's missing three games
with an ear infection, I'm a bit salty over it, to be honest.
I had an ear infection as a child and it was very, very painful, I have to say. But I was about 9 years old. So I don't... Yeah, and I didn't have to start a Premier League match on the weekend.
Could you?
No,
have?
I'm just saying I've got sympathy for him. But what I will say is I got some antibiotics and it cleared it up very quickly.
Yeah.
So you'd think
the meets the eyes.
He's probably on Bupa, isn't he, or whatever. Yeah. He'd probably get some mad antibiotics.
Probably so, get it massaged and everything.
I'd like to be his ear masseuse.
All right,
Thiago. I'd ask him all kinds of questions. We could while I'm fingering his ears.
This is taking a turn for the worst.
It's your fault.
It?
You brought it up. I am going for my starting 11 from the prediction, obviously. And therefore, we are up to score predictions.
If Thiago is missing three games on the bounce of the ear infection, I'm taking a little bit of the piss. Three games.
But what are your score predictions?
3-0 Liverpool.
Nice.
2-0 to Liverpool.
3-1 Liverpool, I think. Mm. And I really just want to get a goal so that Paul doesn't fucking keep, you know.
Yeah.
Just anything to make sure his captain doesn't do well in BetMate this week.
And he's got a Leeds defender as well. We want them on negative points.
I mean, captain the goalkeeper.
Another 9-0. Another 9-0, actually.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. We obviously got Klopp's press conference. When are we expecting that one and the reaction for it on Red Men Plus, Chloe?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Should be out tomorrow.
And that's in podcast and video form?
Yeah, of course. They haven't said when it's when he's actually doing it, so I'd love to know, because, you know, less than 24 hours away are people. But yeah, it'll be out. I know, if Liverpool could just hurry up.
Shouted at Thiago and Jürgen Klopp in the last 3 minutes. This is why we love Chloe.
He should get a little message.
It's not Jürgen's fault, it's all the other people behind it. Jürgen just shows up.
Chloe wants to know what time for press conference.
Yeah.
Like, get back to us now. Please respond ASAP.
Just do a video on your channel, we know who watches.
Yeah, so he does watch.
So just ask him, just do put a video on tonight and title it, what time's the pressure tomorrow, Jürgen?
You know what, I might just send him a, you know, a lovely little letter to LFC and, like, hope he remembers my name from watching me.
Lipstick on the outside and all that, a bit of perfume. Love it.
Can I have Darwin's number as
well? Absolutely.
I wouldn't break up a family. Couldn't do it.
Who are the single men in Liverpool? Does anyone know? I don't know any of them.
Well, not Fabinho, I know that much.
Yeah. It's not Virgil van Dijk, and that's
we should probably
like
round the show up and have this conversation I don't think it's slightly relevant to the people who are watching at home.
No.
But we will continue this discussion, I've no doubts about it. Jamie, thank you so much for joining me. Chloe, it's a pleasure as always. That has been the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. That has been Si Fletcher's last ever Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. After how many years, Si, are we looking at here? Six?
Nine.
Six full-time years at Red Bend TV, 8 years in total he's been coming in. End of an era, it really is. Thanks for everything, Si. Really appreciate you. Hope you fucking absolutely smash it. Can I tell them where you're going?
No.
Don't know where he's going, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And if I did, couldn't tell you. But seriously, I hope he does absolutely brilliantly. I'm sure he will absolutely smash it. I'm sure he's going to absolutely love his new adventure. Big thank you from me, from Chloe, from Jamie, from everybody at Red Men TV for the incredible hard work that Si has put into building this channel into what it is today. I am out. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more boss content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.